Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third, the second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth, the catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Dick Green pinch runs for Bert Campaneris. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renee Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Horton. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to third. Demeter moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheldon covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Orlando Pena now pitching. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Charles moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing left field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brown reaches second base with a double. John Wyatt now pitching. Johnny Blanchard now playing right field. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline pinch hits for John Sullivan. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Bill Freehan pinch runs for Al Kaline. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bill Freehan now catching. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Euler moves to third. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown is walked intentionally. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot pinch hits for John Wyatt. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Jake Wood pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is hit by the pitch. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Wood moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.